We've got a new forecast, and it looks really, really nice. It's 4:45, well, if you're into time. It's going to be clear skies early tonight, fair to partly cloudy late tonight, and Sunday through Monday. There's a slight chance of a brief thunderstorm late tonight. Not much change in temps. Sunday, the winds will be southerly, 12 to 18, shifting to northwesterly to 15 miles per hour by morning. Tonight's low, 66 degrees. High Sunday near 89. Sunday night, about 57 for a low. About 83 on Monday. Precips are 10% tonight, 5% Sunday, and 0 Sunday night. Now, you got to get off on this. Skies are clear. Wind is south at 17, gusting to 24. Humidity is only 25%. And the temperature is 95 degrees.
I'm going to move up to the country and paint my mailbox blue.
One, two, three. I'm gonna move up to the country, baby. Yes, I'm gonna paint my mailbox blue. I'm gonna put some flowers on it, baby. Paint some pretty fine and do.
Dayton Super Sound Sale, the 4 days only, featuring Carole King.
If you read the papers, you may see history in the making.
Fantasy on Ode for $3.87 or $4.88 on tape at Dayton's.
They're sorry, but they can't do a thing about it till tomorrow.
John Denver's new RCA album, Farewell Andromeda.
I'd rather be a cowboy. I think I'd rather ride away. Welcome to the morning.
John Denver or Carole King, specially priced through Monday for just $3.87 on albums, $4.88 on tape. At Dayton's Record and Tape Departments, all stores.
What makes Grainbelt the premium beer? The water's white, the water's white. So you'll love Grainbelt, the premium beer. Oh, the water's white, that's why it's got a taste that's diamond clear. There's no finer, smoother beer. And don't forget, it's been a long time of brewing. So you'll love Grainbelt, the premium beer. The water's white, that's why.
The water's why Grainbelt's the premium beer. Perfect brewing water. Water purified 100 years. Clean, pure. What makes Grainbelt the premium beer? The water's why.
So you'll love Grainbelt, the premium beer. That's why.
Well, this is an example of what happens when you get about 7 beer commercials in an hour.
Guys, one thing I just can't stand about advertising is, you know, the wild, unsubstantiated claim that just kind of insults your intelligence. I mean, well, we just wouldn't do that for Grand Ole Shell's beer, you know. Like the guy in pre-med at the U who claims that Shell's has twice as much of the thirst reliever that doctors recommend. I mean, I can believe that, but, you know, we wouldn't use it or anything. Our mother had a feeling she might be too appealing, so mother never told her about Shell's beer. Well, we wouldn't use that one, because I don't understand it, but it is kind of nice that people really dig Shell's and keep trying to help us. Like, this one guy called me the other day and said that since he started drinking Shell's, he's been getting 15 shaves per blade. Now that kind of thing is just, I don't know. Do you think there might be anything to that?
Minutes after 5 on KQ, reading of 95 degrees. Plenty warm. My name is Brian McNee. We'll get back to music right after this. He always starts out his commercials with...
Guys, something really weird is happening with Grand Ole Shell's beer. You remember I was telling you that this strange guy had called to say that since he'd been drinking Shell's, he's been getting 15 shaves per blade. And, well, ever since then, all these letters have come pouring into the brewery. Three letters came pouring in. But this one guy, Sam Mancino of Minneapolis, said that since he'd been drinking Shell's, he's had only two cavities. And Tim Boxell of Brooklyn Park claims that since he started drinking Shell's, he's been getting 32 miles to the gallon. And Pat Vesey says that when she's drinking Shell's, her washes come out whiter than white. Well, guys, you know, it's nice to get letters, but, you know, we can't say those things because, of course, Shell's is pretty special. And, you know, come to think of it, I was drinking a Shell's when Mark Spitz got his 7th gold medal, so I don't know.
You can wash your hair now every night, with good old-fashioned Every Night Shampoo.
Now you can clean and condition your hair at the same time with Every Night Herb Shampoo. Made from good old-fashioned things, herbs like rosemary and cinchona. It's so gentle, you can use it every night.
Every Night Herb, Lemon, and Balsam Shampoos by Helene Curtis.
It's a natural way to do it with Every Night Shampoo.
The legendary Sons of Champlin, one of the original great San Francisco bands, are born again.
The sound of love is all around. We're gonna hear all the music that we know can help us feel.
Welcome to the Dance is an open invitation to the ultimate rock and roll party.
I remember the dancing wasn't long ago. Everybody's asking to sit and see the show.
Joyce, the Sons of Champlin have risen. Welcome to the Dance on Columbia Records.
It's 349 at Pasha Poi, 1661 Grand in St. Paul, 3 Acre Wood, 14 West 7th Street in St. Paul, or Mother's Records, 2607 Hennepin in Minneapolis.
Once again, 95 degrees, and the weather caused a little blow-up on 35W, so if you're using your wheels, your bike or your car for air conditioning on 35W, be sure to, well, hope you enjoy the ride, but keep an eye open for some repairs going on this Saturday. Well, it's not too hot to cook. Rock and roll stew.
Best friend I ever had.
So they say, his brother came and they let it slip away.
James Seals, Dash Crofts, we may never pass this way again. Something from a new triumvirate, Dr. John Hammond, and Mike Bloomfield. It's called Last Night. We also heard from Traffic, Rock and Roll Stew. 17 minutes after 5 on KQ. 95 degrees.
Do you want to have a slow, leisurely conversation with somebody in Rush City? Well, it's easy. Now with the Gopher State Don't Rush Me rate, you can phone long distance to Rush City or any place in Minnesota and talk 10 long, luxurious minutes for only $1.30. The Gopher State Don't Rush Me rate is good any weekday after 5 p.m. and all weekend on calls you dial direct without operator assistance. The Gopher State Don't Rush Me rate. Freedom of speech from Northwestern Bell.
Want to talk to you about something for tonight. If you're sitting around wondering what to do tonight, I've got a suggestion for you. In just 3 weeks, the Guthrie Theater will open its 1973 season, and tonight it has one of the first preview performances of its first production of the season, the dramatic and forceful play Beckett by Jean Arouet. This is the story of a friendship between two powerful men of medieval England, Thomas Beckett and Henry II, King Henry, and it makes a striking commentary on the contemporary politics and tactics politicians use to maintain their power. Audiences at some special student matinees during the past few weeks have been very enthusiastic, and from all indications this is going to be one of the Guthrie Theater's most spectacular plays ever. Brilliantly colored and detailed costumes match on an elaborately designed set to recreate the splendor of the medieval English courts, and tickets for tonight's preview performance of Beckett are just $4 for the best seat available. And students get their choice of seats for just $2.75 with an ID. So take advantage of the bargain and spend an entertaining evening at the Guthrie tonight. Okay? One more back to music then.
The Monaco's Discount House of Stereo introduces a tag team without a match when it comes to music reproduction. The Akai GX220D reel-to-reel tape deck has everything, including three glass and crystal ferrite heads with lifetime guarantee, three motors, and automatic reverse. This machine weighs in at 41.8 pounds, and its partner, the Akai GXC40D cassette deck, weighs in at only 11.3 pounds, but has the same tough crystal ferrite head and synchronous motor. This Akai tag team takes on all comers because they give the best performance per dollar in the field. Hear them at any Delmonico's Discount House of Stereo. Four locations, Burnsville, Minnetonka, Brooklyn Park, and downtown Minneapolis.
Smart people shop Delmonico's House of Stereo. For the best buys in main components, smart people go to Delmonico's House of Stereo.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for, and your flag decal won't get you into heaven.
For a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself.
Cat Stevens. Also heard from John Prine, your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. And it's 27 minutes after 5, the big hand is burying the five-hander. Can't see it. But we know. President Nixon is reviewing counterinflation options at his Florida retreat with announcement of a new action expected this week. Nixon's top economic advisors held a rare weekend meeting today in Washington to assess the situation. President Nixon's former personal lawyer, Herbert Kalmbach, is reportedly ready to testify against former White House aides in any Watergate criminal trials. The New York Times reports Kalmbach is ready to testify against H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, and John Dean. We have a winner. Secretariat has won the Belmont Stakes to become the first Triple Crown winner in 25 years. Ridden by jockey Ron Turcotte and trained by Lucien Lauren. First Triple Crown winner since Citation in 1948. Secretariat becomes the ninth three-year-old in history to win the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. Let's take a look. The National Conference of Sportsmen, at an annual meeting in Minneapolis today, unanimously passed a resolution protesting the YWCA support of a highly restrictive gun legislation. The conference, which represents sportsmen organizations and gun groups in every state, pointed out that it is contrary to the wishes of their membership and to all those who contribute to the United Way from member agencies of the United Way to take advocacy positions on political issues. At the National Conference of the YWCA in March, the organization passed resolutions not only opposing sporting guns, but also took positions on abortion, freedom of sexual preference, and in support of Cesar Chavez. The Minneapolis Conference today urged the Sportsmen's Alliance of Michigan, a member organization of the NCS, to continue to attempt to arbitrate the matter. It was 95 degrees at 4 p.m., this afternoon in the Twin Cities. That equals the record high in the state, and that was set back in 1911. Also, the temperature at Fargo, North Dakota reached 92 degrees this afternoon, and that equals an all-time record high for them, the people of Fargo. And it goes back to 1902, and they hit it again in 1956. Those temperatures were at 4 p.m. We still have a reading of 95 after 5 p.m. today from the National Weather Service. They also tell us to look for clear early tonight. Fair to partly cloudy late tonight, too. And Sunday through Monday, it's a good clear skies. Little thunderstorm action late tonight. Not much temperature change. Sunday, cooler Sunday night and Monday. Some wind, 12 to 18, shifting to northwesterly. About 15 miles per hour by Sunday morning. Going down to 66 tonight. 89 on Sunday will be the high. The low Sunday night, 57. Back up to 83 Monday. Probability of measurable precipitation, 10% tonight, 5% Sunday. Zip Sunday night. 95 degrees in the Twin Cities under clear skies. That's news, and it's 5:30. Siegel Schwal. Kids These Days. Before that, Seiji Ozawa, San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, and of course, Siegel Schwal, one of the three pieces for Blues Band. 18 minutes before 6 on KQ, a nickel short of 100 degrees, 95, and this.
What makes Grain Belt the premium beer? The water's wine, the water's wine. Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's wine, that's why.
It's got a taste that's diamond clear. There's no finer, smoother beer. And don't forget,
it's been a long time of brewing. So you love Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's wine, that's why.
The water's why Grain Belt is the premium beer. Water purified deep inside the earth 100 years. What makes Grain Belt the premium beer? The water's why.
So you love Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's why, that's why.
Howard Stein presents in concert Jethro Tull, A Passion Play, Tuesday, July 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Met Sports Center. All seats are reserved at $450, $550, and $650. Tickets are on sale now at the Met Sports Center box office. For mail orders, enclose a self-addressed envelope with check or money order, payable to Met Sports Center, Bloomington, Minnesota, 55420. Please specify the Jethro Tull concert. Don't miss Jethro Tull, A Passion Play, Tuesday, July 3rd at the Met Sports Center.
Good afternoon. This is Saturday, June 9th, and I'd like to let you know some things that will be going on this weekend. There's quite a few. First of all, for Saturday, an evening of 2-1 acts, the 100 and the First, and also Mrs. Daly Has a Lover will be presented at the Variety Hall Theater in St. Paul. We don't have any information on showtime, but you can contact them at 226-1119 for information. Also in theater, the Glass Menagerie will be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Minneapolis Ensemble Theater. Their address is 31st Street and 16th Avenue South. Beckett, a preview of Beckett at 8 o'clock at the Guthrie Theater. Cyclops and It's Called the Sugar Plum will be presented at 8 o'clock by the One Flew East Theater Company. Their address is 107 Southeast 4th Street. Chimera Company presents Moon Children at 8:30 tonight at the Crawford Livingston Theater. That's at the Arts and Science Center, 10th and Cedar in St. Paul. And at Theater in the Round at 8 o'clock will be Sea Change. Their address is 245 Cedar Avenue. Dudley Riggs' Brave New Workshop presents Let Them Eat Cheese, two shows at 8 and 10, and that's at the Brave New Workshop at 2605 Hennepin, and at the workshop at 1430 Washington Avenue South, The World of Lenny Bruce. That also has two shows, 8 and 10 o'clock. In music tonight, Mark Hoyland will do some folk music at 9 o'clock, and Eric Peltonimi will do some folk music at 10 o'clock, and that's both at the Coffee House Extempore, 325 Cedar. In films, the George Orwell Festival, Part 2, Animal Farm and the Whispering Shadow, Chapter 10, will be shown at 8 and 10 tonight at the Piper Film Club. And Son of the Sheik and the Private Life of Don Juan will be at 8 o'clock at the Xanadu Film Festival. They're at the Lutheran Student Center at the U of M. And that's about it for films. Let's see. Today, Saturday, is the last day that you can bid your support for educational TV by tuning in Action Auction. That's on Channel 2. It goes from 4 until they've auctioned off everything they have. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what's going on Sunday. A few things. Rick Shope will present an afternoon of music and mime for children and young adults. That's at 2 o'clock on Sunday in the Walker Arts Center Auditorium. And the Jonathan Arts Guild is sponsoring the first annual Jonathan Arts Show. That's at 12 noon to 9 p.m. Sunday. Admission is free and proceeds are to go to the Jonathan Art Teen Center. And also the Cantorians will present their 19th annual concert at 5 p.m. on Sunday at the new Martin Luther King Center at Kent and Eaglehart in St. Paul. That's for scholarships, a benefit for scholarships. That's about what's happening this weekend. This show is presented twice daily on KQ at 7:30 in the morning and 4:30 in the afternoon to let you know what's going on in our community.
Thank you, Randy.